Today's show is brought to you by Castwave Studios' Amazon page. Go to castwavestudios.com and click the boldly going shopping tab and search for everything from Apple iPads to zebra striped Snuggies. Oh, it's so cozy. This supports the studio and helps keep the lights on. Click the boldly going shopping tab at castwavestudios.com.
Boldly Going Nowhere is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, a smarter way to listen to radio.
The Internet. The Final Frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, we talk about the historic drugstore district, my unfortunate living situations, crazy drug users, introducing a new segment, Question of the Week. Also, hey, Jordan, you got your Twisted Metal in my Dead Rising 2.
No, Justin, you got your Dead Rising 2 in my Twisted Metal. Jerk.
I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Cactus.
I'm Sean Ho.
I'm Brian Masson.
And I'm Jordan Hazelwood.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Hello and welcome to episode 71. Of Boldly Going Nowhere. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
I'm Brian Massey.
And I'm Jordan Hazelwood.
And this is the show that desperately needs a new tagline. I'm sorry, I was just getting kind of tired of the so popular you've never even heard of it.
I think it's time to send it on vacation.
That's the one thing about this show. If you look back at the history of our show, we have had a lot of different taglines. Remember our first one, Colin?
No.
I should tell you something. Good job. I thought we were in this together.
We are, but that was 3 years ago.
Philistines and Luddites need not apply.
Oh, right.
Which I think is still, it's either still on our website, it's either still on the Podomatic page, or it's still on the Facebook
page.
It's still on the old business card.
It's on the Podomatic. The Facebook reads, so popular you've never heard of.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so it's on those old business cards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do we still trot out the Four Horsemen of the Nerdpocalypse?
No, I was just going to say that. That was a brief fling that didn't really go anywhere, even though we put it on T-shirts.
We committed to that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it was not a bad idea.
It was all right.
I'm sorry. Here's the thing. These are all greatest hits. We can bring them back anytime. Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. We're the... Well, there's five of us sitting here, so we can't use the Horsemen of the Nerdpocalypse.
I'm sorry, Justin. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it sounds like someone's on fire outside.
Is something burning?
Like, it just sounds like someone's screaming out
what's
here.
Going on outside, Colin? He's going to check on what's outside. He went outside.
Like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, like, I was just like... It sounded like someone was, like, screaming for their fucking life or something.
Now, if there's an emergency situation, then I would expect you to cut me off and
sorry,
Colin,
folks.
Deal with it.
Bitches are dumb.
What's going on? Report.
Skanks and hoes.
Report.
Yeah, and our asshats are just yelling at each other.
They clowning.
They clowning around,
they
Colin.
I know.
Sure.
They clown like a fool.
I know.
This is what we deal. You know what? You tell us, Sean. You live here. What's it like? What are the neighbors like?
Well. Mostly it's there's the Shantays, the Uniques,
Propecia,
all spellings included, Q's and with K's.
Watermelandrea.
Shaquaker.
Shaquaker.
Shanane.
Shaquaker.
I'm just making shit up.
Yeah, you're spitballing.
Shaniqua and Beaker. Shaquaker.
Shaquaker.
Oh, can I tell
Shanane
you?
Shanane is probably one of my favorites.
Shanane. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you about a great name?
Okay.
That I saw? Well, I didn't. This isn't a person I met in person. This is a name that I saw on a document when I was working at the undergraduate admissions at UMBC. I was doing one of those, you just sending out mass letter mailings, and
So I'm going through these papers, not even looking at the names, but one of them catches my eye, and I have to go back and look at it. And her name was Amazing Grace. Like, all one word.
How sweet this sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took it around and showed it to all of my coworkers. Like, look at this person. Her name's Amazing Grace.
Mm.
Do you think she just goes by Amazing?
I used to work for a woman whose name was Sandy Butt. Right, I am so glad that
name of Sandy Cheeks on SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm simply glad that I was able to make it through my assignment without once asking her if she enjoyed a Sex on the Beach.
I remember
a little too much.
I remember someone mentioning to me that they had someone come in and they said that they had written down their name on a check or something, and they looked at it and they were like, "So your name's Leia?" And they're like, "No, read it right." And they're like, "What do you mean?" And they see L-A, and then separated, and then I-A, and they're like, "No, it's Ladashia." I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Yeah.
You have to be making that up.
L-A.
Yeah.
Ladashia.
Ladasha.
Ladashia. Mm-hmm. I was like,
you put a symbol.
To continue, what this neighborhood's like, but you know, before I mention a bunch of just
without resorting to stereotypes.
Without resorting to stereotypes. I will call this, now that the new Walgreens is moving in the nearest intersection, it is already the historic drugstore district. it's basically, there's a lot of drugstores for no particular reason, and a lot of meth heads for no particular reason, and both coexist.
Well, there's a reason.
Pharmacies do attract the wrong kind of crowd.
Yeah, and the reason why they're there is because of the mess. They feed off each other.
I haven't been watching enough Breaking Bad to know this.
I mean, the neighborhood's not that bad. I haven't had any run-ins with people. It's not as bad as when I lived in Baltimore. It's definitely not as bad as when I lived there. And when I was living in Baltimore, I lived in like an old person's place, you know. Like, it was very like retirement home-esque people with lawns and the such, and worried about the grass is greener on the other side, but also the neighbor ran out of spray paint. Also, I was right by, it was right in the middle section between, there's Towson, and then there's the other side of Northern Parkway, where there's Baltimore, and everything seems to fall apart at that line. and you can see the difference. You can see the difference in the roads. Like, the roads nice and clear, and getting the Baltimore. <All right. laughs> but this is not that bad comparatively.
That place where you were up in Towson. That was like when I first met you.
Yeah,
on the road.
Yeah, you remember that place?
It was not as bad as the place I was living at. Can I tell you about the place I was living last year?
Oh yeah, because this place, the round up this, it's not as bad, Justin.
No, Sean has a very nice apartment. That's why we record our podcast.
That's why you guys hang out here every weekend. I don't mind. I don't mind. I like, you know, I like having the place lively. So just me, you know, fucking with the dog.
Filled with human companionment.
You know, I'm pretty sure that if we recorded it at my place, every episode we would hear either a police siren or an ice cream truck.
Uh-huh.
Maybe both. A high-speed police chase
involving
an ice cream truck.
Mm. I'm pretty sure the police are here because the ice cream trucks show up at 10 p.m., and I think that attracts the wrong kind of crowd.
And I have a nice tune for the children. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da. No, I'm pretty sure it has more to do with drugs.
Hmm. Well, how many of those ice cream trucks do you think are also?
I don't know, but I hear they'll take you to the candy shop.
We're gonna cut you off there. So
it sure has been a long time since I played a Twisted Metal game.
So how bad was your old place, Justin?
Okay, so let's see. One guy had lost his job about 3 or 4 months before I moved in there, and he was paying his rent solely through selling drugs. Another guy was attempting to supplement his income by growing shrooms in the upstairs bathtub. Another guy who didn't live there, but he basically did because he was always on the couch, was a walking stereotype of a hippie, drugged out, a burnout guy. Very nice guy, too. Like, I like the guy. But he was just he covered in tattoos, crazy like nose piercing, but the tattoos were all of like really old school rock and roll icons like Buddy Holly.
I was picturing Chief Jerry. Valens. I was picturing Jerry Garcia myself, but
he had a Jerry Garcia tattoo on there, but he does not look like Jerry Garcia.
I look just like Buddy Holly.
He's probably like 27. He's not old enough to look. He's not as grizzled.
Uh oh, and Amarillo Tower Moore.
Jerry Garcia. I don't care what they say about us anyway.
I don't care about that. Thank you.
I will get
perfect. So perfect example of the kind of things he would say. We're sitting on a couch, and apropos of nothing, he just goes, "Man, you know, the world would be a much better place if there just weren't so many negative vibes. Like, if people just sent out some more positive vibes, I think we'd all get along much better." I'm like, do you listen to yourself?
Let's go plant flowers and gun barrels, man.
Yeah,
like, that always works out well.
Do you realize that you are probably not a real person? Like, I became convinced, and almost convinced everyone else who lived in that house, that he was not real and was in fact a figment of our collective imaginations. We were all fairly sure that that was the case. And I also should mention that he had gave himself diabetes because he drank too much. He drank so much that his pancreas exploded. And he got diabetes.
Jeez.
And so one day, everyone else in the house was just stoned out of their minds, and he comes into the house Kramer style and says, "Yo, can someone drive me up to Reisterstown to get my insulin? Because I might die otherwise. I need my insulin shot now.
Somebody get me some insulin.
If only there was a pharmacy nearby."
Right. Well, he has it delivered to his parents' house. And he's like, "If I don't get it in 20 minutes, there's a good chance I could have dangerously low blood sugar and pass out and die."
Perhaps he should move to the drugstore district.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So convenient, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not the first to coin that term, by the way. You can thank Mike O'Mara for that.
Okay. So I suppose I had no choice then but to drive him up to Reisterstown to his parents' house, and there I got to hear this entire story of how he gave himself diabetes, all the different things that he's tried to get high off of, such as compressed air.
Yeah.
You ever tried to snort compressed air, man? You ever tried to inhale it? Like, it's just air. Can you get high off of that?
You try whippets?
I think the only way that could work is that maybe it puts a lot of pressure on the capillaries in your nose.
Yeah, something like that. You're like, "Oh, yeah, you can do it. It's just really hard."
I accept your challenge, Justin.
Well, I've got a compressed air canister handy at home. I have not bothered to try it because I've not been that bored. Because the power in my house has not gone out for that long.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the characters. And everyone else was just, you know, they love to go to raves, and they were all trying to get me to go to a rave with them, and I just did not want to do that. Because the idea of going to a rave is kind of terrifying.
I don't blame you. Raves are overrated.
They would just drop acid and then go driving around on acid. Mm-hmm. That can't be.
No, you don't drive on acid, man. You don't take acid.
Yet they were doing it repeatedly.
What I like to say about raves is that they're a fantastic place to meet people, but not a great place to talk to people.
What?
No. I just don't like clubs, any of that sort of loud music situation where I'm already at a disadvantage because I have a quiet voice. Like, even in a fairly normal volume setting, I still have to struggle to be heard by people. And when I'm in a situation like that, forget it. I don't even try talking to anyone. I just get really drunk, find a good corner, and hope that the music is not terrible. So, there were apparently, in addition to the people that I was living with, all, you know, around my age, 20s, maybe late 20s, there was a couple in their 30s living in the basement that I did not know about. Man and woman, and apparently the woman was pregnant. Like 6 or 7 months pregnant.
She's big, pretty preggers?
Never saw them. Not once.
Not once.
Did I ever see them. Coming or going.
Maybe they're pregnant ninja.
In fact, the way that I discovered that these people even existed was one night we were, a bunch of us were over at another house. We're just hanging out, playing some Super Smash Brothers, and suddenly my roommate there gets a text, and he's like, uh-oh, power's out back at the house. Well, this isn't good. I hope the power comes back on if Ethan doesn't get to play his PS3. Pretty good chance he's going to beat his wife. Like, there are a lot of statements there that I didn't understand. Could we rewind? So there's a guy who I don't know who is Ethan. He's like, oh, he's the like 35-year-old dude who lives in our basement. He works construction, and his wife is 7 months pregnant, and they have their own exit and their own kitchen down there. And we just try not to bother them. You've had in the last 2 weeks. 4 ragers in this house. You had 60 people in this house. And there's a woman who's 7 months pregnant in the basement.
Jeez.
And I'm like, you're joking about the whole wife-beating part, right? He's like, oh, no, I'm not joking. We've had the cops out here before for a domestic violence call. If Ethan doesn't get to play his PS3, he will get very upset. Mm. This is the only thing standing between him and his unborn child's safety.
No.
Well, shit just got real.
So what kind of titles did Ethan play? I mean, I
really want to know.
Yeah, I mean, I get angry sometimes.
I had imagined he's probably a big Call of Duty fan. Probably is playing a lot of Call of Duty.
Never mind.
Then again, maybe he's playing Little Big Planet. Maybe he's playing Ratchet and Clank. I don't know. We can only speculate.
Press down to make your sack boy make a little frowny face. Ah, yes. There's a face that looks like a freshly smacked bottom.
You know,
I'm sure
funny,
Ethan
I think,
would
know.
Honey, I think
kids.
My water just broke. I think I'm going into labor. Shut the fuck up! I'm almost on second tier. I'm almost at prestige.
I need to find one more hunk of raritanium or the Lumbox planet will blow up.
These things count on me. Do you have any idea what it's like to have lives at stake? Yes.
It's like I just hear like Jerry Springer saying to these domestic abusers, how long have you been playing Ratchet and Clank?
I've played every game in the series, man.
Make sure to play well
Commando,
with you.
Up your arsenal.
Play
well with yourself.
Even future Tools of Destruction?
Yes.
You poor child.
Tools of Destruction? Even Agent Clank. Anything to avoid having to talk to my significant other.
So what happened? Is that it?
I got out of there as quickly as possible. I think I lasted another week or two in that house after that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even. It was so weird. I would lay up in that bed, which I was subletting the room for someone else. So it wasn't like it was my room. I mean, I'm just in this bed, in this room, in this house, and thinking, boy. Right now, at this moment, there is a man and a woman living in our basement who at any moment could turn into an episode of Cops. Mm-hmm. But, on the plus side, the upstairs bathroom had, I would say, 60 or 70 vintage Playboys. Just
hey.
That stacked up high.
My house came with those.
Yeah.
My house came with, like, a stack this big. And the second house I moved into came with another sack.
Yeah. There was like about 50, yeah,
what is
60 or 70 Playboys, about 30 or 40 vintage
classic
houses,
Gold Beaver edition.
And then the entire first two collections of the Boondocks, Bloom County Anthology.
Okay.
And a ton of X-Men.
Every time someone mentions the Boondocks, I my heart stops for a second, and then I realize, oh, you didn't add Saints after
yes.
that. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So, at least there was ample reading material.
That's it's like a unknown county kind of county/city.
type of requirement. You gotta have to have so much porn and reading material left inside the house. Because all the houses I moved in and out of had just porn automatically.
It was like a fixture. Just a fixture of the house. It probably came with the house.
Okay, here's your refrigerator. Here's your microwave.
Here's your box of vintage porn.
Here's your box for all vintage porn.
That's really okay. Man, I have the internet now. I don't need that.
I was looking through the old Playboys just because it was funny because the years were like from 1970.
Yeah.
Like some of the stuff's like kind of worth money.
Yeah, and, I mean, some of those things are worth a lot of money.
And they had the one thing with OJ.
If the pages
and,
aren't stuck together.
Had the one thing with OJ and he had like a third leg. He's like, he's a really fast man. Drink this martini.
Playboy, how delightfully irreverent.
Hey, say, friends. I was mentioning ice cream trucks and PlayStation 3s tonight, and I just remembered, recently I played a game that is like a cross between Twisted Metal and Dead Rising 2. Can I talk about that?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
And then we'll get to our last topic of the evening, and then we'll... Okay. Wrap things up.
So it's this really little-known title from Activision. I think it's about 2 years old. It's called Blood Drive. And it is exactly what I just described, that you play any number of clearly psychotic people who drive tricked-out road vehicles armed with spikes and missiles and guns and such, and you are competing in death sports during the zombie apocalypse in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Fortunately, you don't have to find anti-zombie drugs for your daughter or drink nothing but orange juice. So instead, you are firing missiles at each other and mowing down zombies by the thousands.
No escort missions.
Nope. No, and so the game is like each event, it's like a series of kind of gladiatorial combat-like scenarios. It's almost like playing for a cup, like in Mario Kart or something. Mm-hmm. There are several events, and you get points for each one, and whoever has the most points wins. And the events are as simple as just kill as many zombies as you can. And for that event, who started the match with the minigun? Just give him the first prize, and let's move on. Because it is extraordinarily hard to take down zombies with the rockets or the mines, or you can fire saw blades; those are kind of helpful. But the minigun just owns everything. That's one interesting thing about how the weapons work in this game. Like Twisted Metal, I really did like the Twisted Metal games, and the new one that came out recently, I did not buy because it only has 3 playable characters during the single player campaign, and the rest of the focus is on multiplayer.
That's just
I don't really enjoy playing random online multiplayer because I like to win. So that just that kind of turned me off of...
Well, also, the best part about the Twisted Metal franchise is the characters' backstories. Like, you getting to play through so you can watch their cutscenes.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. My favorite installment, Twisted Metal 2, and actually 4 was pretty good.
I like
Twisted Metal. As well, in my opinion. And Black. I almost forgot about Black. Yeah, there were at least 12 playable characters, at least 12, stories and endings and such. But no, so in Blood Drive, there's a lot of interesting weapons. Like I said, saw blades, drunk missiles, and the like. And say, so you start, you pick a car that starts out with a minigun.
Wait, what's a drunk missile?
It kind of flies in really irregular patterns in the sky.
Okay.
It supposedly hits harder than any other missiles, but it's a little harder to hit with it.
Ah.
So you can, as you might imagine.
Or it's a missile that can't get it up.
So say you pick the, okay, I'm sure there's a Ford joke I can make there, but we're kind of pressed for time tonight.
True, move on.
So you pick the, say the punk rocker dude whose dune buggy starts with the, it comes equipped with the minigun, and you have a minigun. And say you run over the drunk missile pickup. Congratulations, you no longer have the minigun. You can only have one kind of weapon at a time.
No, that makes sense.
It doesn't, because like I said, I'm used to Twisted Metal, and I would have like 14 different
switch.
Weapons.
Switch.
And I'd switch with the L1 and R1 buttons. Yeah. Like what was wrong with that? So, you have the option of loading out with a random weapon instead. Hey, hooray for random chance. That's what I want to stake my... this is Vegas, right?
Come on, Lady Luck.
And you have single load shotgun. Fuck.
But yeah, the and by the way, if the I said Dead Rising 2, let's go ahead and throw in some Left 4 Dead, because there are also special kinds of zombies, like lobbers or there are jockey zombies who jump on top of your car. See, and damage it.
I was going to ask, are there all standard human sized zombies? But you have answered
they're
the question.
Tanks,
there are different tiers.
The stereotypical crying zombie.
I do remember playing as the Dune Buggy, whose handling is laughably god awful. By the way, if I hit one rock in the way, then I will flip over about 7 times. I remember kind of power sliding through some zombies at half health, and then I just exploded for no reason whatsoever. And I openly mused to myself, I wonder if I disturbed the witch. I don't think I did. But
what's the name of the game again?
It's called Blood Drive.
Blood Drive.
When did this come out?
I want to say like 2 years ago or so. One last thing.
What platform?
It's on PS3. I'm pretty sure it's on Xbox 360 as well.
Okay.
Probably not Wii. It is an M-rated game, naturally.
Obviously.
But one last thing I can mention is that the characters are real motor mouths. I picked the standard dude whose name's Jackson. He essentially drives the General Lee, and the over the top game show announcer that this event has naturally says that Jackson has arrived and he is a warrior of few words. And allow me to act out an average 10 seconds of controlling Jackson. Die again. It's carnage time! Suck it down hard! Yeah, thanks a lot, Duke Nukem. Boy, I sure wish you were a man of few words.
Swear to me!
Well, I'm just glad that happened, that now we can have an audio drop of Jordan going, suck it down hard. Because believe me, we are going
to
use that.
Well, yeah, this is out the soundboard, this just epic soundboard. That we're going to use, that we keep on talking about.
Now that we have that gem.
Right. That's almost an inspiration to start the soundboard.
So that entire review of that game was worth it, just to hear you say that.
Yeah, I said there was another story after this.
No, what we want to wrap up, before we wrap up, we actually want to introduce a new segment on the show.
Oh.
It's going to be a recurring segment. I know, we have so few of those anymore, but... There was a time when we had recurring segments.
Those were the old days.
So this recurring segment is going to be called Question of the Week.
Question of the Week!
Wow, that's good, you guys. I hadn't even told you what the segment was, and you already had a theme song prepared.
Yeah, yep. All right. We're musical people.
We're operating on a whole other level.
Yeah. Well, I haven't talked this entire freaking, 30-minute...
Hey, that's on you, man.
Yeah, I know.
And Colin's practically falling asleep over here.
He was falling asleep.
I'm comfy.
I'm sorry, my tale of rampant drug use and domestic violence wasn't entertaining for you?
It wasn't. It's because I used to hang out with you at UMBC when you were living at that house.
Colin, you remind
me
of that.
Sonic one day.
You remind me of that narcoleptic puppy.
I know, yeah, that's right. I brought you Sonic one day.
Remind me of that narcoleptic puppy that's running across the lawn, just falls over, sleeps.
Okay. This puppy, Rusty. Suffers from narcolepsy. Right. Okay. Well, anyways.
So, question of the week.
Question of the week!
A pretty straightforward segment. You can probably guess. We will ask a question, and then we'll all go around the table, or couch in this case, and answer the question.
Any question.
So, this... And these questions come from things that I have personally noticed and then wondered, I wonder if anyone else has experienced this as well, or has thought about this.
Better be good.
And so, for me, our first question of the week, our inaugural question of the week...
Question of the week!
Is...
Question of the week.
What are some of the dumbest things that you have sunk inordinate amounts of time into that you wish you could get back? And let me give a few explanations here of what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about are specific activities that are so trivial... or pointless, yet you still spent huge amounts of time doing them. So, let's say you're an answer like, oh,
the stumble
of Warcraft. Well, yes. So something like that, because it's an extremely, to me, activities where you don't pay for them, or pay next to nothing. Like, those are the best examples. Mm-hmm. So things that you that are that should occupy no more than 5 minutes of your time, and somehow you lost hours to them. So like World of Warcraft would not be an example of that, because that is actually a legitimate thing that people lose time to. Like, that is something you pay for. Mm-hmm. That is something that people take very seriously. So I'll go ahead and start to give you an example. Flash games, like armor games, Newgrounds, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I have sunk insane amounts of time in specifically one game, and this was on the Armor Games site, and it was called The Monster's Den, Book of Dread. Because, like many nerds, I have a real problem when it comes to games that are kind of like D&D, and you click on things, and then you get some loot. Especially if it can, I can play it in my browser at work, mm-hmm. because I don't have to install anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably spent, the particular job that I was working at the time, my supervisor was gone for a week. And I'm like, all right, I have a list of things that I'm going to get done before my supervisor gets back. I accomplished none of them because I was clicking on things in Monster's Den Book of Dread. But I got to, like, level 30 in this game.
Oh yeah.
A game that most people probably gave up on after 5 minutes of playing.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Gaze into the Book of Dread.
Yes, this was one of those kind of strategy RPG games where you're on a grid, you arrange your characters, and then you fight the same three monsters for hours on end. And then you move from floor to floor.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's, I have other examples, but I'll let other people chime in and answer the question of the week.
I think I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. There are a lot of websites I really enjoy visiting, and it would take me far too long to list all of them, but in answer to your question, one stands out like a beacon in my mind, and that is Josh Frulinger, the comics curmudgeon. The website is joshreads.com, I believe. But Josh Frulinger is a blogger who he applies MST3K style snarky, sarcastic humor, one of my favorite kinds, as you might know if you ever listened to my correspondence pieces. He applies it to a subject that no one else ever has, and it's such a blindingly obvious target. I'm astonished that I'm not aware of anyone else who makes fun of newspaper comic strips like Marmaduke or Dennis the Menace or Marvin
or The Family Circus.
Or The Family Circus.
Well, I would say Garfield minus Garfield would be one example.
Garfield very rarely kind of inspires his muse. But, yeah, like, he talks about Family Circus as the keen compound of essentially a neoconservative cult. And Marmaduke is essentially the demon king from hell. And
also he's incorrigible.
And Marvin is the world's worst baby, who has a dog named Bitsy who always stands on his hind legs. So why is the comic not about him? Or what about Funky Winker Bean? Or as he likes to call it, Deathy Winker Death.
Funky Winker Bean?
Funky Winker Bean.
That sounds like a name from the Rock Snobs Dictionary.
It probably is.
You've never heard that comic before?
No.
It has such a goofy name, right?
Yeah.
It's probably in a font that I could not read, like Comic Sans. I can't read that font.
Every other plot line in that comic... Cancer.
Wow.
It is the most harrowing, nihilistic look at average suburban life you will ever read. It is unrelentingly grim and fatalistic, this Funky Winker Bean.
Wow.
What about Born Loser? Does he do that one?
Very rarely does he comment on that one, but... or Mark Trail.
I was going to ask you, does he do the boring comics as well? Because you know how they put all the boring comics on one page?
He does everything. Shylock Fox shows up quite a lot.
Does he solve the puzzles?
He doesn't need to, really, because the answer is always in the corner.
Yeah.
But,
What's the deal with this crossword? It's so monochromatic.
So, like, does it like apartment?
Apartment 3G, in which
Prince Valiant.
I do like how he mentions in Apartment 3G how Margot is this horrifying, horrible bitch of a woman, and yet she's still the most likable character in the cast, and how every single male character has the exact same face with different hair colors.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, because no one reads that comic. He could probably be, the writer of that comic could probably be hiding some really terrible, sadistic shit in that comic, and no one would notice.
Possibly. Amazing Spider-Man, which is still written by Stan Lee and drawn by his brother.
Actually, you know, I was going to mention that.
When Wolverine, when X-Men Origins Wolverine was in theaters, Stan Lee wrote Wolverine into the storyline, and Wolverine came to Manhattan to take in a Broadway play. Because apparently Stan Lee thinks that Wolverine and Hugh Jackman are the same people.
This is fantastic. And he
falls in love with Mary Jane, who's in the play, because, you know, redheads. And so he more or less accosts her backstage, and he's like, "You're gonna go out with me because I'm the best there is at what I do, bub." And then Peter Parker shows up, and Mary Jane says that he's her husband. So Wolverine backs down immediately. It's like, "Oh man, I'm so embarrassed."
You know what's funny, Jordan.
So Peter Parker invites him to dinner. And then Sabretooth flies coach to LaGuardia. What? He's in full costume. He's flying coach.
This is what
I'm going to stop myself now because I'm going to die of laughter.
I have to say, I think we should table this for another episode because I think we're going to spend an entire episode talking about this.
I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on.
There's one thing I can say to Andy.
I got to mention this before everyone else. I got to admit. My buddy Nick Edminster, he told me years ago about freaking newspaper Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. This is you're not the only one that knows about this. Like, mm-hmm. you go to somethingawful.com. Mm-hmm. There is a segment there about newspaper Spider-Man and just mm-hmm. how screwed up.
Good newspaper Spider-Man for everyone. Mm-hmm. Next week we're doing this. Everyone bring in an actual Sunday paper. Bring in the comics, or if you want to collect the comics from the weekly papers, if you get
that's a theme for next.
Let's bring in some
paper. Spider-Man. We don't even need the papers. We can find reprints of them all online.
Yeah. Well, I have tons of newspapers.
I can go to Garfield.com.
No, I think grabbing individual papers. Yeah.
Everyone bring in a copy of some newspaper comics. Let's go to town on these things.
All right.
Next week.
Seriously.
Hey,
I think this will
I
be
just
fun.
Grab it a different day. We'll schedule days later.
I did want to close really briefly by saying that the reason why I brought this up is because I had to stop reading Josh Frühlinger for about 3 years. It was the only website I visit that I said to myself, I need to cut myself off from this because I am losing way too much goddamn time. Every time I read this guy, you know, it's like, obviously he updates every day, and it should just be like, I just come in every day, but no, he keeps mentioning, he has such a rich backstory written of all these comic strips, so I have to follow link after link to read back like 5 years ago to what he used to say about Marmaduke back then or what have you. And I just said to myself, I am honestly losing too much time with this.
Wow. Like, it sounds like a rabbit hole.
I could spend 6 hours on Facebook or crack.com and not feel like I am, you know, descending. I'm like...
descending into the puddle of mush.
But comic curmudgeon. Yeah, your brain is...
Damn you, Frühlinger.
So, right,
Colin,
speaking of which, you were holding the laptop.
Yeah. I'm sure Colin has plenty. What do you think?
Let's see. I've spent... It really matters until what it matters on what time of my life we're talking about, because there was a point where I would do nothing but read a large proportion of webcomics, and that was the case up until
Okay, Cupid. Sorry, go ahead.
No, actually, I don't waste that much time on that.
Oh, I'm not.
I mean, I would say web like reading a shitload of webcomics isn't the dumbest thing you could do with your time, because at least like webcomics, but like there's some sort of consistent update to it. There is a narrative or something that you're following, or there.
Unless you're reading Control Alt Delete, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Well, if it's Control Alt Delete, then yeah, you're wasting some amount of
time. Buckley, damn it!
Have you guys watched that? Have you guys read that lately?
It is pretty god awful.
Yeah, it's apparently he's turned all of his other character's retarded and he's turned Ethan into a normal person.
Yeah. Okay. So okay, so at one point in your life it was webcomics. What about right now?
Right now, I would say,
what are the dumbest things that you are wasting your time doing?
That's like really dumb.
Playing Cool Warriors 2.
Okay.
Cool. It's a really, Warriors.
Is a really, really bad PlayStation 1 era game.
Oh.
About snowboarding.
Yeah. Mm. I think I actually have number two. I think that's the one I have.
And it
picked it up at like a yard
is,
sale or something.
I found it for like 50 cents at a GameStop.
Yeah, hey, how come snowboarding games aren't popular anymore? Like, there was a point where snowboarding games were the shit.
Yeah.
Twisted Edge, 1080, Cool Borders, SSX.
Well, that was the 90s.
That was the
90s.
Was
extreme!
When snowboarding was popular.
But, I mean,
nowadays,
It's
only around the Olympics.
Well, thanks to global warming, we're kind of losing those anyway. So.
The snowboarders are dying off.
Yeah. Sean White is the last of the snowboarders.
He's the last of his kind.
He's gonna be,
someone needs to make.
He's
going to
be on the same melting iceberg as a polar bear. So.
Someone needs to make a movie or just a sketch or something about like the aging extreme sports punks. Like what happens to them when they?
Oh yeah, their 40s. Make a documentary on Tony Hawk and Travis Pastrana.
Well, Tony Hawk at least managed to turn his extreme sport into a business empire.
Yeah, which is basically dying now because
yeah,
Activision's going down.
Either way, Winnebago's got his money.
All right.
Well, so I would say I play an inordinate amount of Cool Borders too. Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's everyone, you know.
I mean, it is really
not everyone, but
if you really think about it, it is
a
just
lot
a pointless waste of time.
No, so. it's a huge waste of time. All right, Brian.
What am I wasting a lot of time with? My new job. No, I'm kidding.
I bet a lot of your bosses say that.
Yeah. No.
Working hard or hardly working.
You're so funny.
Kill me. I'd say it's either Facebook or just I don't know. I tend to just sit in my room and listen to music nowadays and really don't get to do much because I live in a really shitty town and, you know, just I don't get to do much and my Xbox is broken, so I kind of just sit on the computer and do jack or shit all day.
Or jacking your shit.
Yeah.
But none of those things count. You didn't.
Is there a particular website that you enjoy that we haven't mentioned yet?
Is there a particular website? Well,
you took this into dark territories. This is a fun-hearted question.
4chan,
that's a good one.
Or Facebook. sometimes I'll play a lot of like old N64 games, or like I'll just pull something out of like my DVD collection. Mm-hmm. I spend a stupid amount of time organizing my DVD collection, which is probably about like 300 plus titles in my room. So
yeah, I was over there recently, and you keep a lot of your DVDs on one of those spindles that you buy like 500 blank DVRs. That's not very convenient. Or like, I want to find the one that's 80 DVDs down.
Yeah. So it's like I gotta find something else for those DVDs.
A different system.
Yeah. Like I think with Netflix, I might just sell them all off and see if I can't go back to college on those.
Yeah, nerds are definitely in need of some organizational help. I think it would be someone should make a spin-off of the Queer Eye show, but it's specifically for helping nerds reorganize all their ridiculous collections.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. You see my two bookshelves full of Marvel Essentials. They're in alphabetical order.
A clean eye for the nerd guy.
Yeah.
Hey.
We'll work on the title. All right, Sean.
It's a combination. Facebook, obviously. I think that's pretty much a staple for everyone. StumbleUpon is the first one.
I am to blame for this.
Well, Justin turned me on to it. I didn't know. I heard what it was. I was like, you heard StumbleUpon? Stumble. I'm like, why? Like, I'm listening to it, being the old geezer, hot-hearted man that I am. I'm like, why would I want to stumble anywhere?
If I stumble, I might not get up.
Yeah, exactly.
I might
not get up. I need life alert. I was like, don't you have to log into a site and I have to memorize my password and I usually clear out my cookies every now and again just because it makes my computer run better. But we were like, okay. But you can put it on your Firefox, Justin said. I was like, okay. So I loaded it on there, and 4 hours later, I'm in a cold sweat, and I'm grinning. And my eyes are bloodshot. This StumbleUpon is so... It's basically what it is it's basically a shuffle for web pages based on your interest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it brought up some amazing things I otherwise wouldn't know if it existed.
It'll show you amazing things on the internet and terrible things about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it shows me like, and based on the time frame, it'll show you particular things like late at night. It's usually like alcohol type of suggestions. Okay, so the second one I would think, but I basically took it off my bookmark tabs. Is Keek.com.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I wasted so much time, and there's video evidence to prove it. On this website, basically, Keek.com is convergence of, say, like Twitter, the 140 characters or less, and shortness of Twitter status update with YouTube, the video of YouTube. Basically, it's video status updates, and there's a lot of kids on there, but there's a very small percentage of adults, which is who I friend. And then it just started to get creepy because every all these kids are commenting on my stuff and I'm just trying to plug Castaway Studios. And I was like, I'm done with this. So I basically just
What does a 13-year-old girl have to say about your videos?
Like, oh my god, LOLs.
Okay.
OMG, LOLs, K thanks spies.
Glad I asked.
OMG, LOL, will you please like my stuff?
Oh, like half, and here's the thing, half the comments you get, oh, please rate and subscribe to me. Rate and subscribe to my videos, please. Can you give me a shout out? I looked at the comment, looked at my views, and like, they're in the double digits, not too much. And I was like, why? Why?
I think he's just explained it, Sean.
What?
They look up to you because you're old enough to have a driver's license. It's awesome.
I felt too much like a creeper.
You felt like Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
That's what I love about these Keek chicks.
They stay the same age. I quit that stupid website because I don't want to be a pervert. All right.
I'm actually aware of geeky women who are of several ages.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's lots of geeky women that are of several ages. It has nothing to do with geeky women. It's just the fact that this particular site attracts the wrong people that I don't want to be involved with.
Okay, well.
Uh-huh. Minors, in other words.
And that was another reference joke of mine that kind of spiraled into the ground because, you know, the original quote is high school women, which demarcates a specific range of ages. And please continue, Sean.
Anyway, to wrap this up, I am now spending more time on StumbleUpon and Facebook and Twitter. I'm getting into Twitter now that I have it on my phone, and Alien 3 was definitely a fun time. You guys could check out all of our Twitters are on the BGN bio page. You'll see that video too on our Twitter links.
Yeah, I was the one who brought over the trilogy, and I am of course overflowing with fun things to say about them, but we're saving that for a future episode.
Yes. All right. Well, I'll just throw out three more websites real quick. Well, one of them we already said is Cracked. I also spend a huge amount of time on that.
Yeah, we all do.
Yes.
And my favorite article: the 5 endangered species that aren't endangered enough.
Yeah.
my favorite article from Cracked is. 5 real life soldiers that make Rambo look like a pussy.
Yes.
I wasn't intending us to get into a discussion.
Totally worth it. Articles. It was a top 10 of ridiculously explosions in a movie. Like ridiculous.
We're never gonna end the show. But no, the only one I wanted to say, I know I said three, but make sure there's room left for plugs. I wanted to say that I'm surprised no one said is TV Tropes. That site will suck your soul out.
I haven't heard of this.
You've never been on TV? Oh my god, Sean.
Is it going to be another StumbleUpon?
It's going to be worse. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it'll be worse. Because StumbleUpon, you're seeing different things, but you will spend you will spend that same mm-hmm. 4 hours stumbling. You'll spend that same 4 hours just on TV trips.
Mm-hmm. It's your one-stop shop to find all the movies in which the black dude indeed dies first.
TV Tropes, if you're not familiar with it, is site that deconstructs every single cliche, whether it be in film, literature, just theater, just everything. Deconstructs every cliche you could possibly think of, gives you examples in different media of where those cliches appear. And every article contains about 30 links to other articles. It's just a never-ending spiral downwards into the rabbit hole that is TV Tropes.
Yep, with such topics as diverse as the albino is always evil, or when the male and female lead have sex, their lives will immediately go to hell.
Right, and the thing is that all of the names are they know how
Sassy
to get you hooked because all of the articles, all the TV Tropes have really. Interesting names, you're like, what is that? I have to click on that.
Like, so, it's just
TV Tropes, especially if you're
that's gonna get me.
If you're a film or television buff,
yeah, I am.
Or video games, or literature,
video games, comics,
or songs, just any kind of media. They have subcategories of them.
Yeah. Talking to the co-host of BGN at the movies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna waste too much time on there after this.
Movies.
All right. So before we wrap up, Sean, hit him with the plugs.
All right. Twitter, obviously. You can check that out. BGN Podcasts. At BGN Podcast. Check that out. Facebook.com/BGN Podcast. Like us if you haven't already. Or iTunes. We always forget about doing the iTunes thing. Go on to iTunes and go to our iTunes page and rate and review it. There's a link to there. Basically the first thing you see when you go to castwavestudios.com. And it's right there. You click right through to the page and just, you know, rate and review it. And review honestly what you think of the show.
And subscribe, by God.
5 stars, preferably. I'm not gonna say anything lower, but 5 stars usually is a good rating.
Yeah.
Rating to give us. You probably enjoy this anyway. But the final plug, most important plug, we recently have become affiliates with Amazon Golf Clap.
Huzzah.
Which is our first revenue based organization that we're a part of. Basically, what you do, we have a new tab. It's called Boldly Going Shopping. So what you do is you shop at Amazon anyway.
Wait, where's the tab? Where's the tab?
On castwavestudios.com.
The castwavestudios.com
/site,
which is new and improved, has been redesigned and has more features.
I almost forgot to tell about that since last episode. We haven't really plugged our brand new, spanking new website.
Yes, you may not be aware of it. If you get Boldly Going Nowhere or our other shows through iTunes or Zune subscription, through Facebook, or you go directly to the Podomatic page, you might not be aware of this, that we have an amazing website that ties in all of the work that we do, whether it be our podcast, our blog, or if you're a fan of Stephen and the Hawkins, you can find a link to our music on there, as well as events, bios on all of us.
There's gaming and podcasting, which basically, I'm working on it. It's a work in progress, but the basic concept is there. There's an online game, and you're like, oh, I need looks for something to do while I'm listening to the podcast. It's the problem with the podcast. People listen to these audio things, and they know there's no video. They want something to look at. Well, this, it's interactivity while you're listening to us.
So go to castwavestudios.com and go to the Boldly Going Shopping page. Anything you buy off of Amazon, as long as you go through that link, we will get a percentage of it. But we will get a higher percentage on things like MP3 downloads, video on demand, and endless.com apparel for men and women.
Yeah.
Mostly women.
Yeah, it's mostly women. I looked at that site. But anyway, you listen to Justin's Jukebox or you listen to BGN the Movies, and you want to, like, say, BGN the Movies, you want to say, I want to buy the movie Thor. Like, well, you go to Amazon Instant Video, you can actually buy the movie for yourself and watch it.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper, too. It's like 15 bucks.
Yeah, or if you listen to the latest Justin's Jukebox, and be like, you know what, Justin, you were right. you're a really smart guy. This Plastic Beach album is amazing. I think I want to download it. Download it through Amazon. Mm. We get a little cut.
So, bing, bang, boom.
All right.
So, anyway, and if you don't want to shop at the Bully Going Nowhere thing, you can just click right through and it pulls up the regular website to get some credit. All right, anyway, so let's wrap it up. That's it for plugs.
That is it. And until next time, I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
I'm Brian Massey.
And I'm Jordan Hazelwood.
And we are Boldly Going Nowhere.
Stay away from zombies.
Another good cracked article. The top 8 deadliest animals that can fit in your shoe. 6 of them are from Australia.
God damn it, Jordan.
Don't go to Australia.
Damn it.
Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.